Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Joy 94.9. Freshly dug Joycast.
Now, we've often spoken on this show and on its predecessor about the problems facing people living with HIV, not least the difficulties of sticking to a complex schedule of pill taking and the cost of all those drugs as well. So now we have some news of something that promises to ease those two problems. And joining us on the line, we've got Dr. Darren Russell. Good morning, Dr. Russell.
Good morning, Doug.
So tell us a little bit about this Atriplar.
Yeah, it's a new medication for Australia, but it's been available overseas for a couple of years now. And what it actually does is to combine three drugs that we already have into the one pill.
Mm-hmm.
So it means that instead of people having to take two or three different medications of a night, it's just one tablet once a day, which is just an amazing concept for those of us who've been around in the field for a long time.
So is this likely to make it easier to sort of keep on track with medications then?
Well, I certainly think so, because what happens is that if you've only got one bottle of pills to remember, it's much easier if you're going and staying at, you know, a mate's place or a boyfriend's place, or if you're heading out or something like that. It's much easier to carry. It's much easier to hide away if that's an issue for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And it also means that it really is just one pill once a day, which as a concept is fantastic, because it's easy to remember and easy to take, and people aren't staring at their hand containing a handful of pills every day.
Now, this presumably contains the appropriate therapeutic dose of each of those three drugs, is that right?
That's right. It took them a while to actually figure out how to combine the three, because they are three different medications, and of course if you stick one in with another, then sometimes you don't get the right dosage or the right absorption of the pills.
Right.
So it took them a little while for the chemist to figure it out, but yes, it's exactly the same as what's available now, but in one tablet instead of having to take two or three different ones.
That has another advantage as well, doesn't it, in terms of cost?
Well, that's right. If you're already buying HIV medications, then the PBS cost, the Medicare cost, is $32.90, I think, a month at the moment. So if you've got two medications, well, suddenly you're up for $65 or so.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's only one medication, then it's only the $32.90. And if you're on a healthcare card, then it's $5.40, I think, at the moment.
So in other words, this is now available on one prescription, whereas in the past you might have had to have three.
Exactly. That's right. It just makes it a lot easier, a lot cheaper, a lot simpler. And as I said, it's been around overseas for a couple of years, but we were a little bit slow to get it.
Was this due to difficulties getting it accepted by the PBS?
It was more a problem that it's different companies that market the different medications that have the patent. So you've actually got to get the companies chatting together, and it's quite a complicated legal thing, because, you know, they've got to figure out who gets which cut of the pie and, go through all of that. So it was easier in the US and Europe, but it took a little while for Australia, and once they figured that out, then it sailed through the PBS pretty quickly.
Okay. For those people who are sort of experts in their own treatment and that, can you tell us what the three drugs are that are combined in this pill?
Okay. There's is known as Truvada, which is a combination in itself of tenofovir and emtricitabine.
Nice.
And then another drug called efavirenz, which is a non-nucleoside analog. So it's two nukes and a non-nuke combined in one.
And this is what they call HAART, isn't it?
Yeah, a highly active antiretroviral therapy, or one of the antiretroviral drugs. And we've had them now, this very effective drug, since 1996, and they've just made such a huge difference, to the point where we expect the lifespan of someone who contracts HIV to be just about normal, 40 years or more. But they're obviously going to be under medical care during that time and on medications for the rest of their lives. But compared to what it was like when I started work in the field in 1990, it's a huge improvement.
Yeah, and this makes no difference to the side effects or anything like that. It's just exactly like taking three separate pills.
That's right. You get all the side effects that you had before or none of the side effects that you had before, depending how you were going with them. It's not going to be all that suitable for people who are very resistant to a lot of drugs already. If they've already got resistance to some of the drugs in the combination, then it's not going to be suitable for those. But for people who are considering starting treatment for the first time, it's an ideal combination, and certainly in the United Kingdom, it's definitely the number one choice there at the moment for people starting. And for those who are on different components of the drugs at the moment, then if they just ask their doctor, you know, is it possible to combine them into one, and he or she will probably say, yes, it is.
Yep, well, it sounds like it's going to make life simpler for quite a few people, both the doctors and the patients, so it's got to be a good thing, I guess.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Dr. Russell.
No worries,
next time we've got some good news, no doubt you'll be back with us.
That was
Dr. Darren Russell there, talking about the new 3-in-1 combination anti-HIV pill, a tripla. And if you are already on combination therapy, it's obviously worth talking to your doctor about that.
Joy 94.9. Freshly dug Joycast.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.